bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Today we're going to be talking about family life and specifically what to do and what God says not to do with regard to the sanctity of sex. And this is important, my friends, because we have, you know, a wide array of diversity in problems out there which are related to family life, to include sexually transmitted diseases, out of wedlock births, divorce, and a whole host of challenges for people. Some of the things that we're going to be talking about today, once again, have to do with the sexually transmitted diseases like chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes, HIV, AIDS, hepatitis C, hepatitis B. And this is important. You know, if you're out there and you're challenged with this kind of a situation, those who are sexually active, especially with multiple partners, are highly recommended for regular STD tests. And if you have had sex with a new partner without a condom, it's important to be tested. Remember, most STDs have no symptoms in their early stages, but left untreated can cause permanent health problems such as infertility. What's more, you could spread your infection to a partner if you are left untreated. And so I just put that out there today because every year thousands of people come down with STDs. And I want to start off today with the book of Leviticus, which is really a great source of information with regard to decision making and a sexual intimacy. And this is important for the WINGS men out there who are really engaged with other people, who are actively engaged in intimacy. This is very important. And we've had thousands of men come through the WINGS program. And we have really spent a lot of time trying to help people to build not only a career, but family life as well. And so how do you do that? And let's take a look at what it says in chapter 18 of Leviticus with regard to the sanctity of sex. And here is what God tells us. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and tell them, I, the Lord, am your God. You shall not do as they do in the land of Egypt, where you once lived, nor shall you do as they do in the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you. Do not conform to their customs. My decrees you shall carry out, and my statutes you shall take care to follow. I, the Lord, am your God. Keep then my statutes and decrees, for the man who carries them out will find life through them. I am the Lord. None of you shall approach a close relative to have sexual intercourse with her. I am the Lord. You shall not disgrace your father by having intercourse with your mother. Besides, since she is your own mother, you shall not have intercourse with her. You shall not have intercourse with your father's wife, for that will be a disgrace to your father. You shall not have intercourse with your sister, your father's daughter, or your mother's daughter, whether she was born in your own household or born elsewhere. You shall not have intercourse with your son's daughter or with your daughter's daughter, for that would be a disgrace to your own family. You shall not have intercourse with the daughter whom your father's wife bore to him, since she too is your sister. You shall not have intercourse with your father's sister, since she is your father's relative. You shall not have intercourse with your mother's sister, since she is your mother's relative. You shall not disgrace your father's brother by being intimate with his wife, since she too is your aunt. You shall not have intercourse with your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife, and therefore you shall not disgrace her. You shall not have intercourse with your brother's wife, for that will be a disgrace to your brother. You shall not have intercourse with a woman and also with her daughter, nor shall you marry and have intercourse with her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter. This would be shameful, because they are related to her. While your wife is still living, you shall not marry your sister as her rival, for thus you would disgrace your first wife. You shall not approach a woman to have intercourse with her while she is unclean from menstruation. You shall not have carnal relations with your neighbor's wife, defiling yourself with her. You shall not offer any of your offspring to be immolated to Molech, thus profaning the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. Such a thing is an abomination. You shall not have carnal relationships with an animal, defiling yourself with it, nor shall a woman set herself in front of an animal to mate with it. Such things are abhorrent. Do not defile yourselves by any of these things by which the nations whom I am driving out of your way have defiled themselves. Because their land has become defiled, I am punishing it for its wickedness by making it vomit out its inhabitants. You, however, whether natives or resident aliens, must keep my statutes and decrees, forbidding all such abominations by which the previous inhabitants defiled the land. Otherwise the land will vomit you out also for having defiled it, just as it vomited out the nations before you. Everyone who does any of these abominations shall be cut off from among his people. Heed my charge, then, not to defile yourselves by observing the abominable customs that have been observed before you. I, the Lord, am your God. And this is a powerful part of the Word of God in the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, the sanctity of sex, in which we as men are given instructions of what not to do by the Lord our God, our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is important, my friends, because today in our nation, in our world, we have a lot of freedom and we have free will to do what feels good, to do what we want to do. But God calls us to a higher standard where family life is considered. And we want to take this into consideration as we proceed in our daily walk. And as we interact with other people in our family members, we want to make sure that we're not crossing the line with other family members, siblings, parents, grandparents, children, whether biological or step families, foster families. We want to make sure we're not crossing the line. God calls us once again to lift ourselves up through the strength of God, lift ourselves up to a higher standard, to really walk the walk Okay, not just talk the talk, but to take the Word of God into our daily walk each and every day, each and every week. And we call that the 168, the total time available in our week. And that's the way we refer to it in the Wings program, because it's the core of our time. And we want to make sure that we are using it in a positive way. And where family life is concerned, there have been great tragedies that we have heard about. We have seen. We've seen it on the news. We know people who have been truly, you know, engaged in all kinds of situations. So here today, we're looking at the Men in the Wings program to do the right things where sex is considered. Intimacy is considered. And in the Wings program, once again, God calls us to a higher standard. He says a man will leave his mother and father and join his wife, and the two will become one flesh. And we basically look at intimacy, sexual intercourse, as a way that we are given by God to create children and also to have bonding between a husband and a wife in the context of a marriage. And this is important, that we're not freely engaging in sexual intercourse outside of a marriage, creating children out of wedlock. And we have seen in our program, and we've said it many times, a man with as many as 27 children, men with 10 children, 8 different women, all kinds of challenges that are created for the women who are bearing these children, all kind of struggles in life for the children who are growing up without a father. And I just tell you that, you know, in one of the courses that I teach, one day after the class, a young lady, you know, came up and was talking with my wife and I, and I said, how was your weekend? It was good. I said, how was your family? How's your mom? And I said, how's your dad? She says, oh, I don't have a dad. And it was there that I stopped and kind of put my foot in my mouth, because I didn't know, but I expected her to say, fine. But the reality is, not everybody has a father out there, because there are many situations where, you know, children are born out of wedlock. But what can you and I do as men in the Wings program to get the message across, not only to our children and grandchildren, but to ourselves, to make sure we're living out what God calls to do? It's our calling, what he says not to do in the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, regarding the sanctity of sex. What not to do to avoid disgrace, shame, embarrassment, to avoid these things in your own family. What can you and I do? And this is the season of Lent, my friends, a 6-week period where we prepare for the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, and where we focus in on prayer, fasting, sacrifice. What can you and I do to help in the area of family life, to strengthen our families, to help our children to build a strong family, not only to make money, to get a credit score of 780, which seems to be very important to some people. But the reality is, our children's future is so important. Are we working on that as well as, you know, financial stability? Are we working on the stability and the credibility of our own names, our own family name, our children? Are we guiding them and directing them, helping them to make decisions that are important in family life based on the Word of God? Or is it something that we just look at a TV show or a movie or a magazine and embrace and adopt things that we see from Hollywood and from celebrities, ball players? What about the Word of God? Where does that fit in? Is it in the game at all, or is it not on the table, not considered, not embraced, not applied to daily life. God calls us to a higher standard. In last week's readings, we see that God says to the devil in the first temptation in the desert, while he was walking for 40 days and 40 nights fasting, tempted by the devil, he said, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." And this, my friends, that we read today is the word of God coming from the mouth of God. An amazing document for years and centuries, millenniums, that God has provided to give us guidance and direction, to pass on to our children, to help us to father our kids, to avoid the tough things that we're talking about here, which is, you know, a birth out of wedlock, child support, abortion, divorce, sexually transmitted diseases, all these things and more are out there. But wouldn't it be wonderful if we could help everyone to avoid these things, especially the young children who are growing up? You know, recently I met with a young lady who was 14 years old, and she mentioned that she was, you know, thinking about dating. And my wife and I were talking with her, and I said, "Take your time. Don't rush into things. Ask 100 questions before you go any further. Get to know the person. Because today things happen quickly. And it's been that way for many years. There are a lot of things that are happening in schools, on the school bus, after school from 3:30 to 4:30. And this is one of the great challenges that parents have today. We have to know where our kids are, what they're doing, who they are with, and, you know, the circle that they have around them. Is it positive or negative? Are we considering that each and every day? Or are we too busy working and doing things that we need to do for ourselves, and our kids are falling through the cracks, stepping into situations that affecting their credibility, their stability, their legal status in the courts? You and I, my friends, have work to do in bringing a higher level of accountability to our kids to make sure they don't fall through the cracks and end up incarcerated or with an overdose of drugs and they're gone. And this has happened to people in the Wings program. I remember a woman who called me because her son was at CFCF, the Karan Framhold Correctional Facility in the Philadelphia Department of Prisons. She called me and said, "Mr. Montone, my name is so-and-so. My son is at CFCF right now. He's waiting for trial. Can he get into your program?" I said, "Well, what is your name and what is his name?" And she gave me the name, and I said, "Well, tell me about him and tell me about yourself." He said, "Well, I had three sons. Two of them were killed, one to the streets and one to an overdose. And this is my last son. Do you think I can get him into your program?" I said, "Absolutely. I'll get him in there today." And I made that happen. She already lost two children to the streets of Philadelphia, one to a gunshot, and the second one was to a drug overdose. And her third son joined the program and graduated with us. Still had to, suffer the consequences of whatever he did. But that woman lost two sons to the streets. What can you and I do, my friends, to help not only people that we know, but people we don't know, to get their children on the right path, taking the right direction. And the answer is getting that spiritual relationship, you know, rooted in the Word of God, rooted in Jesus Christ. The Lord gives us opportunity, my friends, every day to truly come on board with His way of doing things. It's up to you and I to make that decision. And so when we have children and grandchildren who are out there doing what feels good, what is the solution? How are you dealing with it? How's it working out for you so far? Let the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, apply His word to the lives of our kids and grandkids. Allow His word to touch their hearts, their minds, and to move them forward to a better tomorrow. Right here on Holy Spirit Radio, we've had many interviews with people who were in troubled situations. Some of them didn't make it through because of AIDS and sexually transmitted diseases. And I can just tell you that we had a young lady who was here years ago who was 34 years old when she passed. And she had a history, a tremendous history of association with the wrong people, including drug dealers, starting at age 16. And by interacting with the wrong person, this young lady, her name was Sarah, who joined us here at the radio station for an interview, who joined us in the Wings program and went to many schools with us, helping kids to avoid prostitution, rampant sexual activity, dealing drugs, sleeping in abandoned buildings, avoiding things like rape, and all kinds of struggles that she had and knew all about them. And I just tell you that that young lady, unfortunately, didn't make it because she came down with, she was HIV positive and had AIDS, and she died of AIDS at 34 years old. But she started to write a book, you know, at my request. I asked her to consider writing a book, because her story was unbelievable. She had seen some of the worst situations from age 16 to 34, almost half of her life or more. And because of her association with the wrong people, people who were selling drugs, mentoring her to go out and be a prostitute, mentoring her to sleep in abandoned buildings, to manipulate people, to con them into giving her money, all kinds of negative mentorship she received. And by 34, because of her addiction to drugs and sex and prostitution and this lifestyle, she ended up with AIDS and died. So what can we learn from Sarah's life? How can we apply that coupled with the Word of God, which helps Sarah to get back on the right track? And she met me at one of the recovery homes where we went every Tuesday with, you know, six women in their recovery home. And we brought the Wings program to them for a couple of years. It was an attachment to the House of Adonai in Kensington, where the men's home had about 30 men. And we went to the women's home as well. But I just tell you, not everybody makes it, my friends. But we're on the prevention side today. And to prevent things from happening, we've got to listen to the Word of God, apply the Word of God, and integrate it into our daily walk, into family life, community service, work, hobbies, sports. Everything that we do, we want to apply what Jesus tells us to do. And today, especially, we're looking at what God says not to do in the area of sex, to avoid, once again, the important tragedies of sexually transmitted diseases, births out of wedlock, abortion, and all kinds of emotional things that come with it. Okay, and so today we take the Wings program into the Word of God, into the book of Leviticus, because in the Wings program, we want to have balance spiritually, mentally, and physically. So today we're talking about the spiritual side of what we do to grow spiritually and mentally, to embrace the Word of God, to apply it into our daily walk. And God calls us once again to a higher standard. If we ignore what we just read, the chances are very, very good for some bad things to happen in the very near future, especially to our kids who are really walking in ignorance. God calls us to be smart and to be clever, okay, and to not be drawn into those temptations, what feels good, that the devil loves to bring us into. Once again, last week we talked about temptation in a big way, and the Lord teaches us how to overcome these temptations that are really introduced to us by the devil himself. It's not going to be by the Holy Spirit that we are drawn in to, rampant sex and a lifestyle of really the streets, that party lifestyle that's out of control and ends up in just tragedy of car accidents, overdose on drugs, incarceration, DUIs. The Holy Spirit will guide us to make better decisions than that. Only Satan can draw us in there through the invitation into our weakest area, our most vulnerable area, our greatest weakness, whatever that is for you and for me. We've got to know it. We've got to have a plan of action. And the plan today that we offer you in the Wings program, for those listening, wherever you are, is to engage in the Word of God. I challenge you today, I encourage you today, to open the Word of God, the Old Testament, to the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, and read the passage of the sanctity of sex. Read it multiple times until you can embrace it, believe it, apply it, and never forget it. My friends, that's our show for today. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Deacon John Montone, and God bless you once again. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. God bless.